To the December meeting of the Port of Houston Authority Commission. I'm so happy to see everybody, and I want to welcome our petrochemical partners. Thank you guys for being here. It's important to us to have a good working relationship with you and everybody that's here today. You know, I started this journey as chairman in January of 2013. And at that time, of course, it was it's 6 years is what I was looking at before I was term limited. I'm now term limited after this last and final term. And you know, when you think you have 6 years ahead of you, it seems like a lot of time. And then, as time so often does, it evaporates. And here we are 6 years later. That'll be 6 years in January. And we're just always so astounded at how quickly time evaporates, which really speaks to the importance of assuring that every day that you give to this life, that you're doing the best you can for everybody and for the betterment of our people, our industry, and our region. And that's always been very important to me in this role. And I'm very proud of what we have accomplished together, because as a team, we have had unprecedented growth over the last 6 years, unprecedented stability. We've had unprecedented market certainty that has really created opportunities not only for the Port of Houston Authority, but for the greater Port of Houston to be the leading port in the nation, perhaps in the world. And we've done all that together, and I'm very proud of that. But even more important than that to me is having worked with what I consider to be the best staff I've ever had the pleasure to work with. Every single member of the Port of Houston Authority staff does an incredible job every day to take this organization to the next level. We've done it with integrity. We've done it with honor. You know, we've been very careful to assure that we have the best and most stringent conflicts of interest policies, integrity, honesty, loyalty in all that we do. And I'm sure that anybody in this room that's worked with our staff knows that to be true. So I want to thank each and every one of you for your support of what we've done over the last 6 years. I'm not going to take credit for all your success. It's been your success. I do take pleasure in having been a part of it. And so if any one of you ever looked at me and said, I like what she's doing and I would like to model myself after her, I know I have been a success. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you've done to support me. And I also want to thank my colleagues on the Port Commission, because again, we've done this together, not any person alone. It's a joint effort. And Roger, you have been a real pleasure to work with, and you have been a very dynamic leader for your staff. I know that you have created a lot of engagement among the staff that they appreciate. You go out to visit the container terminals routinely and all the employees and gather them together so people can stay on the same page and work in the same direction for the betterment, not only of our organization, but our region, the state of Texas, and the nation. So thank you for all you've done for our organization during my 6 years in being your chairman. It has been a great honor. Thank you. So next, we have the approval of the minutes from the meeting on October the 30th of 2018.
Motion.
Is there a motion?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Minutes are passed. Port Commission Committee Updates, the Procurement and Small Business Development Task Force of November the 5th, 2018. Chairman Commissioner John Kennedy, do you have a report?
I have a brief report, Chairman. We did meet on November the 5th, as you reported, and the purpose of the meeting is to continue our study and examination of the potential impact of a disparity study, which has been recommended by some within our community. So what we did at our last meeting was our chief legal officer briefed us on a variety of procurement preference programs, such as the federal government, small business goals, the set-aside programs, hub zones, and the 8A business development program. Also, Houston Metro's activities and the Department of Transportation. So we're getting information on a lot of different procurement programs that may help us in our, as we move forward and expand our knowledge of the procurement world. We will schedule another meeting after the first of the year, and staff is helping us identify some experts that will come and talk with us after the first of the year.
Very good. Anybody have any questions of Commissioner Kennedy? Okay, the next item is the Dredge Task Force meeting that occurred on December the 10th, 2018. Dredge Task Force held a meeting on Monday. Commissioner Branch, Fitzgerald, and Kennedy joined me as we focused on policy considerations involved with the Houston Ship Channel responsibilities. We have a lot on our plate with the next generation of channel improvements, and we've been working very hard to assure that the Army Corps of Engineers understands the exigent circumstances requiring widening of our channel. And we have been working very hard to get the Army Corps of Engineers to consider our request, not only for a consideration of depth, but widening in their national economic model to assure that we don't lose the opportunities that we have with this port as we move forward to a shared future. So we provided everyone that was in attendance at that meeting with the path forward on working with the Army Corps of Engineers and the final chief's report to try to assure that whatever path we take is the quickest resolution of that issue and for the best interest of everyone that uses that channel. The core economic model ignores that the petrochemical and container worlds have dramatically changed in the last few years. They don't consider widening the same way they consider depth on the return of investment. We do have opportunities with the Assistant Secretary of the Army. He does have the authority to waive that and to move in our favor. But again, we're going to find the path that works fastest with the least disruption that'll get this channel widened as quickly as possible. And if that means we have to try to figure out some way to secure private funding of that widening effort so that we can get it done in the short term, with the federal government agreeing to maintain it in perpetuity as they did with the Bayport flare improvements that we did recently, I think it's in all of our best interest that we assure that we take the fastest path possible. Items J4 and J5 on today's agenda provide authority for the staff to proceed on these matters. And I'm going to take that out of order in just a moment. But before I get there, let me talk a little bit about sediment capture and control. To optimize the full depth of the channel, sediment should be controlled before it gets to the channel and its impacts mitigated once it enters the channel. And we all know that we're sort of the last and very important link in the flood chain, because all of that flood water, as we know from what happened at Harvey and every flood that we've had, even before Harvey, deposits tons of sediment in our channel that then impedes the two-way flow of commerce. So it's important that we be considered as a flood mitigation link in the, you know, any flood mitigation efforts that are being conducted, including funding. We really do need to have our fair share to assure that that channel is dredged with some advanced dredging to take it to the appropriate depth so that the next time we have a flooding event, which it seems to be every year or so, that that we not have the same kind of sediment issues that we experienced after Harvey. A cooperative working group formed by Port Houston, City of Houston, Resiliency Office, and Harris County Flood Control District is addressing these challenges, and hopefully our voice will be heard from the standpoint of getting the funding necessary to do this advanced maintenance dredging so that we don't have these sediment impacts. Our Port Commission will continue to work on these matters, on these policy matters. We're going to do it not only among ourselves, but with a team of stakeholder interests to assure that whatever we do is in the best interest of all stakeholders. And that is my report. Anybody have any questions? Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. And so now I would request a motion on items J4 and J5 that provide staff the opportunity to proceed with the quickest path for widening of the Houston Ship Channel.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Okay.
Both items.
Both items. Next, we have appearances. Do we have any appearances, Mr. Erickson?
No appearances.
Okay. Under executive, I'm sorry, staff reports. Mr. Gunther?
Well, thank you, Chairman. My staff report is going to be very brief today. Container volume's up 10% for the year. Steel's up 21%. Overall tonnage up 8%. I'm going to defer a more detailed report for the end of the year at the January meeting. Instead, I'm going to use my time today to many people wanted to honor you today for your service. And being the last meeting of the year, we've put together something to show staff worked really hard on. Let's go ahead and open this up. As a tribute to you and your service at the port. So sit back and listen for a couple of minutes, and then we'll have a couple other things. And just to thank you, Chairman, for your service at the port.
That the best on volume?
Hold on.
Can we start over?
It's worked great this morning.
All the way up.
Great this morning.
Of course it worked great this morning.
Oh, well. This worked really good.
Hi, this is Luke Rigby, Mayor of the City of La Porte. One of the leadership here. Thank you. To that.
Sounds like we have a connection issue.
It worked great this morning. Okay, let's do this. Let's reboot that, and we got a couple other things. So what I want to do first.
Let's just turn off our speakers.
Do you have the microphones? I think that might be the issue.
Yeah,
that's all. Well, I see your lips moving.
Hi, this is Louis Rigby, Mayor of the City of La Porte. One, thank you to Nate for leadership as chairman of your fifth place commission prior to that, the court, and one thing.
Let's reboot that. We got a couple other things that we have to do. They worked really hard. Don't worry about it, Eric. They're really good. What I'd like to do is we've got one person here in person, Representative Mary Ann Perez, who would like to say a few words.
Good morning. As many of you know, I'm State Representative Mary Ann Perez, and Janice, I would not have missed this opportunity because I think you have done a tremendous job here at the Port of Houston. You've definitely brought it under your leadership to the next level, and I wanted to say thank you. I do have a resolution here for you from the state of Texas. Excuse me. So, and I don't want to put anybody to sleep. I know it's still a little bit early, so I will read maybe the last two paragraphs, which is, through her leadership, professionalism, and unyielding dedication, Janice Longoria has made a lasting positive impact in the Houston area and beyond, and she may indeed reflect with pride on a job well done. Now therefore be it resolved that Janice M. Longoria be commended for her exceptional service as chair of the Port of Houston Authority, and that she be extended sincere best wishes for the future.
Also, we had a proclamation from the City of Houston, Councilmember Carla Cisneros, that she sent over, and Commissioner Corby is going to read that to you.
This is a certificate of recognition from the Office of Carla Cisneros, Councilmember, City of Houston, District H. To Janice Longoria, the citizens of Houston City Council District H recognized Janice Longoria and her work as the chairman of the Port of Houston Authority, the leading economic engine for the greater region. Ms. Longoria also chairs the Port Commission's Audit Benefits Committee and created the Citizens Advisory Council, fostering open communication between communities in and around the Port Commission. In addition to her role with the Port of Houston Authority and the Port Commission, Ms. Longoria serves as a regent for the University of Texas System, as well as on the Board of Directors for Superior Energy Services, Inc., the Dallas Federal Reserve, Houston Division, the Texas Medical Center, and the Greater Houston Partnership, and MD Anderson Services Corporation. Among the numerous honors and recognitions Ms. Longoria has received, she was named Maritime Person of the Year by the Greater Houston Port Bureau in 2017. And Female Executive of the Year by the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in 2017. Her leadership and expertise on Port Houston, transportation, and infrastructure are commendable, and her work continues to serve as a shining example in the community. Councilmember Carla Cisneros and the District H community salute Janice Longoria.
Congratulations. Do you have a Longhorn marching band?
Yeah. I don't think I'm the one to arrange that.
Chairman, I too have a certificate for you from our governor. The state of Texas, the governor, to all to whom these presents shall come, greetings. Know ye that this official recognition is presented to Janice Longoria in recognition of and appreciation for your years of meritorious service to the state of Texas as chairman and as member of the Port of Houston Authority from 2002 to 2018, 16 years. And it's signed by Greg Abbott, governor of the great state of Texas.
One more time.
Great video.
Hi, this is Louis Rigby, Mayor of the City of the Port. Want to thank you, Janice, for your leadership, your participation.
So I'm Dennis Paul, State Representative, District 129, that's South of San Antonio. Chairman McCrory, thank you so much for your service to our community. It's been a pleasure working with you, as also as Vice Chair of the Board of Construction Commission, working with the board. Thank you for all of your service to us, as well as the broader community itself.
That's your person. It's my pleasure to be mayor of a city that was here for the fourth. Except that mayor, you really took the step way beyond any such area that ever takes to make sure that we work better. The partnership is stronger than ever. For a mission for what you have in place, I know in my heart that you're going to be there. Thanks.
Personally, thank you, Janice, and recognize you for your service not just to the Port of Houston, but for the impact you had on the whole Houston region. Thank you for your clear vision, the strategic growth, and support of the Houston regional economy, and how the resulting success translates into opportunities for jobs and businesses. Thank you for your commitment to innovation and the remarkable investment the Port has made in technology. Keep a state of the art operation. I want to recognize your role maintaining and valuing strong relationships with all the port partners, employers, manufacturers, all levels of government, partner agencies, unions, members of the community, and of course all of the employees. We appreciate your leadership. We appreciate you.
Chairman Longoria, thank you for the tremendous sacrifice work you've done. I deeply admire your leadership and accomplishments. Your generosity, commitment to public service, and are unparalleled. You've done an amazing job and we great and since your appointment in 2013, the Port of Houston has become one of the most productive ports in the nation. Under your leadership, the Port continues to serve a strong economic engine for this city of Houston, the state of Texas, and
I the gist.
Denise Longoria is chair of the Port Houston Authority. She's been a real leader for the community, and I know that she would be the first to say that she took over from the great foundation already laid by those who went before. But her legacy is going to be moving the port forward, but more importantly than that, shall we say, interesting facts when the legislature was looking at it, making sure that the port continues because it's so vital to our community. And she hadn't been there at that time. I think she was the right person at the right time to make sure that the port continues into the future. And we don't look back and say, well, that was a great port. And that was moving forward and say, it's going to be an even greater port. Because Denise McCord. So I'm really proud of the job. Wish her well and whatever she does.
Chairman Longoria, your term is coming to an end. I'm sorry to see that, but I'm very grateful to you for your leadership of the port, your leadership in the state, and making sure that we had a port that was competitive, not just in the United States, but globally, leading our economy in Texas. I'm very appreciative of your friendship, and let me look. Yeah, I still have the political scars from being someone who nominated you and made sure that you kept getting reappointed. Thank you. We wish you well, and we will miss you.
Jenny, I'm so sorry that your term is up with the fourth. But you know, you've always been with the fourth. You've done such a great job. You've been for our state. Thank you for your service. I wish you great whatever comes your way. And let me know if I could ever be of help. Thank you so much.
At this point, everyone knows how many things are cool. Jim Johnson. For the board, the governor's staff, and she's a community that I'm going to be able to do. So, is it more than all? She made it to me. Thank you for all your support to Houston.
Years of service to the port to Texas.
and internationally, what we've been able to accomplish with international trade, and doing so with great leadership across the world. As we in recent months, along with you, delegation to South America, you did
and other important infrastructure that handle an increasing flow work, you've created a strong foundation that will allow the port to expand. Then you met at the port, so we'll see you around. I wish you all the best. Happy holidays.
I've done my best to contribute to these lofty goals. If you miss me, I am highly complimented. If you remember me, my legacy shines. If you emulate me, I've done my job and done well.
Back into the industrial taken out. It felt like a lot of development would happen that didn't come to pass or be replaced by people.
And the current industrial development agreement runs through 2023. It extends it to 2033 as well as compensating for that additional acreage. So that's a good thing for the board. Good thing for us.
I thank everyone for having negotiated. Who was
Tom and Charlie Jenkins?
Tom and Charlie, would you two please stand up so we can give you recognition and thanks for having negotiated a win-win arrangement as between the Port Authority and Pasadena. Thank you guys.
Charlie was the lead.
Charlie's very talented. Now, before I forget, you know, this is the last meeting of the year, and of course it's right before Christmas, and we have an ugly sweater contest, not today. I think they wanted to keep it a little more formal today, and so I appreciate that very much, that I don't see a lot of ugly sweaters in the room. But I would like to acknowledge Mr. Hall. Would you please stand up? Why Mr. Ho is wearing that ugly jacket.
back in 1986, it's hard to believe that fit me, but I wore it to a Christmas party here at the port. And the director of operations at the time, Jim Baker, made fun of me the whole day. So I decided the following year, we did a gift exchange. I found who had his name, and I got his name. And I gave him the jacket with the stipulation that, A, he had to wear it to one port event, and two, he had to pass it along the next year. So this has been going on since 1987, this jacket.
That is impressive.
It's come back into style.
Yes. Some people it fits, some people not so much.
About it is that there have been some years that you've had to wear it in spite of the fact that it didn't really fit you very
well.
There were a few people that had to do
that. There's no doubt. Congratulations. Thank you, Mr. Hope. All right. Under commercial, item H1, rescind the award to Meltwater News USE to provide news release distribution and media monitoring services in the amount of $104,500 and award contracts to Business Wire Inc. to provide news distribution services in the amount of $60,746 per year and Cyber Alert LLC Glean Info to provide media monitoring services in the amount of $35,500 per year in the total amount of $104,492 over a 2-year period with an option to renew.
Motion.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. I will take items 2 through 4 in one item. I would entertain a motion to approve these leases.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlo, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under finance, I will take this is authority to obtain bids, proposals, or qualifications. Items 1A through G, which are the authorized advertisement and receipt responses for 7 formal procurements. Moved by Commissioner Terry, seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carried. Under awards, amendments, and changed orders. Item 2, issue a purchase order to Periscope Holdings, Inc. for purchase of 5 speed upgrade versions 14.502 using Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchase Program in an amount not to exceed $150,000.
Moved.
Second. By Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3, authorized payment to the Harris County Appraisal Master for appraisal services to be provided to the Port Authority for fiscal year 2019 in an amount not to exceed $405,000 and authorized payment to the Harris County Tax Assessor Collector for tax collection services for the 2018 tax year in an amount not to exceed $1,100,000. I would accept a motion from a county appointee.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under general, item 4, approve the actuarial evaluation report dated as of August 1st, 2018 for the Port of Houston Authority restated retirement plan.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Brandt. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under infrastructure, awards, amendments, and change orders, item 1, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award of professional service contract in the amount of $276,900 for facility inspection and condition assessment for corrosion on maritime assets port-wide to the top-ranked proposer in order of staff ranking, first, Wiss Janney, second, B&A Consulting Engineers.
Motion.
And you're moving for the staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation.
Seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 2, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award of professional engineering services contract in the amount of $1,788,605 for the design of the port road expansion and storm sewer drainage for Port Authority property at Bayport Container Terminal to the top ranked proposer in order of staff ranking, first LJA Engineering Inc. and second TSC Engineering.
Move staff recommendation. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corky for LJA Engineering, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3, award professional services contract to Hatch Associates Consultants for the facility inspection and condition assessment program for electrical and communications assets in the amount of $474,500. Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 4 is to amend the professional services contract with TCE. Already done 4 and 5. Under general, increase the amount for the memorandum of agreement with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for maintenance dredging of berths at the Bayport Container Terminal and Auto Terminal and Barber's Cut Terminal by $1 million for a new total amount not to exceed $5
million. Motion.
By Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 7, enter into a memorandum of agreement with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to allocate congressionally appropriated energy port rebate bonds in the estimated amount of $2,227,500 for berth dredging at the Port Authority's public docks.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under permits, licenses, and pipeline easements, I will take items 8 through 12 together. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carried. Under operations. Okay, item 13, issue a pipeline license to HSC Pipeline Partnership. As described in that item, moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under operations, I'll take K1 through 3 together, which are the awarding of contracts as reflected in those items.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carried. Item 4, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a purchase order in the amount not to exceed $138,960 for the purchase of a one-year supply of gate interchange cards for Barber's Cut Terminal and Bayport Container Terminal to the top-ranked proposer in order of staff ranking, first, Digital Printing Systems, Inc., second, Electronic Magnetics, Inc., and third, Printing Technologies. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Meese for Digital Printing Systems.
I have one question.
Seconded by Commissioner Branch. Yes, your question is.
Are these cards given to the drivers? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, this one-year supply, by the way, is 9 million cards. These are for the gate transactions when the trucks come through our gates, leave our gates, their mission tickets that they have when they go through our terminal. That's what that is for.
I'm going to call it a question. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Okay, under 5, award contract to Concranes, Inc., sole source provider to purchase and installation Concranes Vector 2 drives, control system retrofit for our rubber tire gantry cranes at Barber's Cup Terminal, and the amount reflected in that item. Moved by Commissioner Meade, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 6, amend the contract with Navis LLC, sole source provider to license, install, and provide 1 year of maintenance and support services for the N4 rail planning and control module to the N4 terminal operating system at Barber's Cut Terminal, as reflected in that item.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Graham, seconded by Commissioner Ford. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 7, amend the Section 559 reimbursable service agreement and memorandum of understanding with U.S. Customs and Border Protection in an amount not to exceed $400,000, projected to cover 2 years of reimbursement for overtime services. Very important to our operations. Okay. Is there a motion?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Corky. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Under general recommendation to issue a stevedore license for 1 year terms commencing January 1st, 2019 and expiring December 31st, 2019 to the companies and in the manner described in item 8. Is there a motion? Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. 9, reissued amend Port Authority tariff numbers 8, 14, and 15 covering the Turning Basin Terminals, Barber's Cut Terminal, and Bayport Container Terminal, all effective January the 1st, 2019.
Motion.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Ford, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under people, general 1, authorized funding in amount not to exceed $14,100,000 for the payment of claims from the Port Authority Medical Self-Funded Insurance Program for active employees, retirees who are not Medicare eligible, and dependents forecasted during calendar year 2019.
Motion.
Second. By Commissioner Cordy, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
We have a question. Go ahead. Would you explain that there was like $14,100,000? I understand it, but I'm not sure everybody else.
This is the third phase of the process of us going to be self-insured for our medical for 2019, which is the first step of cutting our costs, taking more control of our program so that we can put things in there that are more beneficial to the employees and take things out that are in standard programs that we don't really need. So this is the first step. First year 2019, we will be working on this through 2019.
And how much are we saying that we believe that this person utilized himself? So we were projecting that he would have an increase of about 4.5%, and we would have stuff with his fully insured program. We will be up about 0.7%. So we saved the difference between what the increase was and what we're able to save.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's excellent. So, and thank you for all your hard work. That required a lot.
And if
of
the claims come in lower than what we're
saving,
we keep the difference.
Correct.
That's what I like about it.
It's terrific. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Item 2, adopt a wraparound plan document and summary plan description for the Port Authority's other post-employment benefits plan. Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3, adopt a wraparound plan document, summary plan description for the Port Authority Group Insurance Plan.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Ford. All in favor, signify by saying
aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Nothing under port security, nothing under technology. So I'm going to go back to item G1, which is to confirm the Port Authority's appointment of Justin Jordan as a member of the Board of Directors of the Houston Airport System Development Corporation. And before I call for a motion and vote on that, I'm going to describe what has occurred just so that all commissioners are aware of it. The Houston Airport System Development Corporation bylaws provide that one of the three members of the Board of Directors shall be appointed by the Port of Houston Authority. On December the 5th, I delivered a letter to the Houston Airport System Development Corporation, hereafter HASDC, advising that Mr. Branch's three-year appointment to that board as the Port of Houston Authority representative had terminated in April of 2017, and that his successor, Mr. Justin Jordan, a vice president with the Cornerstone Consulting Group, was appointed as of that day. And Mr. Jordan, would you please rise so that people know who you are? This is Justin Jordan, vice president with Cornerstone Consulting Group. Thank you very much. The chairman of the commission appoints the member. The appointment is effective on the date that the chairman takes the action. The appointment by the chairman is confirmed, or in other words, ratified by the commission, which is what is on the agenda for today. The appointment on December the 5th, 2018, was done under the bylaws that existed as of that date. We were informed yesterday that the Houston Airport System Development Corporation Board changed their bylaws Monday night, 5 days after the appointment, to require that the Port of Houston Authority representative on the airport board must be a commissioner. There are two members of that board that acted to do this, that being Mario Diaz, the airport director, and Feldon Branch. That was not appropriate because Mr. Branch had been replaced on that board and did not have the authority to act as the representative of the Port of Houston Authority. More fundamentally, state law and the Articles of Incorporation of the Houston Airport System Development Corporation require that there be no less than three members on that board. There have only been two members on the board since the third member, the Honorable Gianel Avilas, died in 2016. Thus, an attempted action by only two people, one of whom had been removed on December 5th, is not consistent with state law or their Articles of Incorporation and is void. I therefore move that the Commission ratify and confirm the appointment of Justin Jordan that I made on December the 5th as the Port Authority representative of the Houston Airport System Development Corporation Board of Directors. I further move that in the event that Mr. Jordan is disqualified from service on that board for any reason, that our appointee shall be Commissioner Stephen John Carlos. Is there a second?
Removed.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Quite aye.
Yes.
First off, you're inherent in terms of the bylaws for that corporation. The chairman of that corporation has the ability to reject any appointment, and the chairman rejected your appointment of Mr. Jordan. So, therefore, by him rejecting your appointment, that left me in place as a director because a duly appointed director had not been accepted by the chairman of that corporation.
Well, that's incorrect because you've been. But with that said, we have a motion and a second.
I got a question too. You know, I'm concerned with what does the Port Authority get out of appointing someone to the airport board? That's what I would like to know. And how can someone else dictate, if we have the right to appoint, how can somebody else dictate who that appointment can be, if it has to be a commissioner or it doesn't? I want to know why we're there to start. I've never heard about this.
Well, and we probably need to request from our former appointee, Mr. Felder Branch, that we get copies of all of the minutes of every meeting that has occurred since Mr. Gianel Avilas passed away, because I think we need to be aware of any action that's taken by the board that is inconsistent with state law or the Articles of Incorporation. With all that said, we're not going to be able to decide why we haven't appointed you on that board today. I'm asking for a second to the motion to appoint or to confirm the appointment of Justin Jordan and it as the alternate in case he's disqualified. Mr. Stephen Don Carlos, Mies has seconded it. I'm going to call it for question. All in favor? Yes.
It appears that they've amended the bylaws. I think that's what I heard.
Retroactive. Yes,
so if they're going to disqualify Mr. Jordan, and we want to put Commissioner Don Carlos on the board, why don't we just do that now?
I'm going to leave it as it is for the time being. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
No.
Okay. I would suggest, Mr. Branch, that since you're self-interested and since you're the person that put it on the agenda for the airport board and since there were only two of you that voted on it, that you have an interest in this item and you probably should not vote. With that said, Mr. Corgi's vote opposing it is recorded. And is everyone else voting in favor of the motion with Justin Jordan as our designee and Stephen Don Carlos as the alternate in the event that Mr. Jordan is disqualified? Okay.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Could I ask quickly that?
Eric?
Yes?
Could we get just legal help on this?
What? If I can help, I'll be happy to.
I guess I'm a bit confused about can a board please retroactively change its bylaws? Can they change the rules after an appointment's been made pursuant to the former?
I haven't looked at all of the implications of the action of HSD, so I can't answer that question positively. There are some questions that are out there. I've spoken a little bit to the lawyer for HASDC, and so I'm going to have to be a little bit of a strategic retreat. I don't know, as a matter of absolute corporate law, whether that can occur or not. I do think that a question that I would want to look at, as you know, if you're asking me for my advice, is since the board didn't have a full amount of folks on it, whether they could take that action. So, I mean, I think that to me is the question I think we have to ask ourselves. I did not put that to their attorney yesterday, at Coleman. And so I think the first step would be to ask him, you know, his opinion. And then we may want to ask ourselves, but I haven't, I have not done the research on the question about retroactive changes.
Certainly, what I would ask on behalf of the commission is to give us, do the research and give us a briefing on what the legality.
Yes. And hasn't the past practice been that a commissioner has served as the appointee of the board?
Well, there was a request from Mr. Ickin at one time that a lady be appointed who was a psychologist, and that request was withdrawn. But there is no stricture on who we appoint. We can appoint, let me finish. We can appoint a commissioner, we can appoint our general counsel, we can appoint a member of staff, we can appoint people from outside the organization, and there is no requirement that it be a commissioner. Now, again, Mr. Branch and Mr. Diaz changed the bylaws on Monday night to try to retroactively prevent Mr. Jordan from being qualified because he's not a commissioner. But I don't believe that action is effective, not only because Mr. Branch had already been replaced, but secondly, because they didn't have the required number of directors under the state articles of incorporation and under state law.
And so I'll look at those. Said, I'll look at those.
Yes,
yeah,
and if,
appreciate it.
And if you have to hire counsel, please feel free to do so as appropriate.
I mean, I'm generally aware of corporate law. This is under the statute, the nonprofit statute, which states that's a little bit of a different.
And I just wanted to remind you that I would like to know at some point whether we should even be involved in something like this. We got enough problems taking care of this port instead of worrying about airports and everything else.
And I do not know why, because I wasn't here at the time the Houston Airport System Development Corporation was created. I don't know why it was that they have one of the board members being a port commissioner other than the person that was court commissioner at the time it was created was Casey Wall, and he had an interest in international operations. So I can't answer that. I'm only trying to follow the law today. The motion has been, it's been moved, it's been seconded, and it's been passed by the commission with five commissioners voting in favor. So is there any further business to be brought before the commission before we go into executive session?
Did we do G2?
Okay, so item two is to approve and adopt the proposed internal audit 2019 annual audit plan. And thank you, Ms. Buckley, for your
motion.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Any further business before we move into executive session?
Nope, not to my knowledge.
But we are going to have an executive session?
Yes, we'll have a brief executive session.
Please read the
I will go ahead and do that. My pleasure. It is now 10:04 a.m. Court Commissioner of the Board of Eastern Authority, Harris County, Texas, will now be in a closed meeting as permitted by Texas Open Meetings Act and Government Code to one, conduct a private consultation with attorneys, including consultation regarding claims of Orion Marine Construction by the court party against the Environmental Company,
And I believe that Commissioner Stephen Don Carlos has a motion that he wishes to present in open session.
Madam Chairman, I move to authorize the Port Authority to settle the claims of Orion Construction LP on the terms we discussed in executive session and authorize the Executive Director to do anything necessary and reasonable to give effect.
So second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. I believe, Mr. Erickson, that that concludes the meeting of the Court Commission for today's date. Is that correct?
That's correct.
This meeting is adjourned.